Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We've got Marco Belletti on the updates and plenty of time for you at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Minor complaint before I get into the actual show as I'm watching this Warriors-Rockets contest. What is with these courts and these jerseys? Why is nobody wearing what they should be wearing?
It looks terrible.
Yeah, I've always thought in the NFL I'd like if they wore throwbacks in the playoffs, but maybe that's, I don't know. I wouldn't like if they were like wearing their alternates. Memphis was playing the other day. They were wearing their red and white jerseys. I don't know what the hell's going on. And then these courts are all messed up. What is this? The NBA Cup? By the way, the Bucks won that. Hashtag people forget.
Hashtag nobody cares.
I started hour number one of the show tonight with Shedeur Sanders. I only mentioned him once in hour number two. This is going to be more of an hour number one kind of flavor as Shedeur Sanders fell to the fifth round by the Cleveland Browns. Now, the actual reasoning behind that and the football aspects and how that's going to work with the Browns, we covered that all in hour number one. So if that is what you want with this conversation, you have it available on the Odyssey app. And you can download our show as a podcast wherever you get your podcast, including the Odyssey app. The other subplot to this was Shedeur Sanders at one point got a phone call that came to him on a number that was not supposed to be out for public consumption. So when it rang, he figured, oh, this is somebody calling me, because the people that had the number were NFL personnel, so I must be getting drafted. On the other end were a couple of young pranksters, couple of hooligans and scallywhackers up to no good. And then they posted video of them making this phone call to Shedeur Sanders.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Mickey Loomis, GM of the Saints. That was around pick 9, right? That was first round that went down. And a little confusing. Now, they were recording a bunch of stuff on their live stream, so we were able to get both sides of the audio, because then the kids posted this, and other players said they got called too. Tyler Warren, Penn State tight end, went 14 overall. Eventually, he got pranked. And there were a couple of others that reportedly were the victims of a prank phone call. The video got released, and then people started sleuthing, and they're like, wait a minute. That guy in that video, not the one making the call, but somebody else in that video, that's Jax Ulbrich, who is the 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. Remember, this is the guy that was the interim coach for the Jets. Well, the Jets didn't retain his services, and he went to Atlanta, and the Falcons put out a statement. Earlier in the week, Jack Ulbrich, the 21-year-old son of Jeff Ulbrich, unintentionally came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home, and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call. Jeff Ulbrich was unaware of the data exposure or any facets of the prank and was made aware of the above only after the fact. The Atlanta Falcons do not condone this behavior and send our sincere apologies to Shedeur Sanders and his family who we have been in contact with and apologized to, as well as facilitate an apology directly from Jax of the Sanders family. We've been in contact with the NFL, and we'll continue to cooperate fully. We are thoroughly reviewing all protocols to prevent an incident like this from happening again. And the Falcons are not taking any action against Jeff Ulbrich. They're not saying, hey, you left this open. We need to, I don't think this is a fireable offense. But they're not fining him. They're not suspending him. They're not doing anything. They just want this to go away. An unfortunate thing they want to go away. Jax Ulbrich on Instagram. On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake. Shadur, what I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry. I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Shadur did get a question about that and said basically it's water under the bridge.
It didn't really have no impact on me because it was just like, I mean, okay. Like I don't feed into negativity or I don't feed into that stuff. Like, you seen on Deion Jr.'s Well Off YouTube video, my reaction to it, this is what it is. I think of course the dude was childish. I feel like it was a childish act, but everybody do childish things here and there, so...
The call was made to a phone Sanders got specifically for this draft. So this was just for the draft to prevent something like this from happening. And while Shadur fell, plummeted, nosedived all the way to the fifth round, he should not have gone in the fifth round. It is, if you were to tell us on Thursday, Shadur is not going to the fifth round, no one would believe you. And a lot of the reason he fell was people thought he was immature, not responsible, doesn't take football seriously enough. And then something like this happens and he handles it as gracefully as possible. I would think that's a nice sign to how he may approach his time in the NFL. I understand why he dropped. I think a lot of teams, it's a lot. You bring in this guy, the interview process didn't go well. The pro day was a spectacle. You just maybe don't want that in your building. But to see some of these guys get drafted over him, including by the Browns, the team that ended up taking him. It's wild. It's wild. I this is one of those stories where I think, if I talk about it all night, will people be like, oh, you're still talking about this? But also, this is as big as it gets. It was a massive, massive story. And then you've got this other thing attached to it. So one question that's been asked is, should that be it? Shadur says that's great. Jax Ulbrich has apologized. I don't know how this follows him in his life. You know, if anybody's going to trust him with sensitive information ever again. Although, I mean, you can do it. It just seems it doesn't matter. You know. We're in a different space there. Do you think Atlanta should lose a draft pick, Carlos? Should they be fined? Is stupid question to ask?
No, it's not a stupid question because it was a very visceral reaction when the prank call got out. I mean, first of all, if you're going to prank somebody, don't be an idiot and record it for everyone to see. I mean, what absolute...
Well, maybe they are trying to recreate the Jerky Boys.
Well, they did a terrible job of it. I mean, because it's one thing to prank call a guy on probably the single most important day of his life at that point. But then the prank didn't even land. It's like, hey, we're going to draft you, but you got to wait a little longer. Like, your punchline was terrible.
Yeah, I thought that too.
It was awful. I used to be the king of prank calls when I was six. I was six, and I could have pulled out something better out of my ass. So you come holler at me. You know, get in my DMs. I'll let you know how to prank somebody. No, I don't think the Falcons get penalized. I don't think some people were calling for Jeff Albrecht to get fired, resign, whatever. I mean, listen, if the Falcons wanted to go that far, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't blame them. But no, this starts and stops with Jax Albrecht and his friends. And, you know, if I'm Jeff, you know, I'm taking off the belt. You know, I'm giving him a little Mr. Deeds booty, a belt action. But I have a side problem, Bart, if you will allow me to kind of go down this rabbit hole for about 30 seconds.
Please.
I got a major, major problem with Dez Bryant and a lot of people of his ilk. Now, there have been recent reports and stories, you know, where people are saying things that before it finds out these reports are verified. So basically what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is lots of rumors and stuff are getting thrown out into the ether without any actual journalism. And there was a side component to this prank call story.
Okay.
A lot of people were coming out and saying Joe Shane's daughter was the one who leaked the phone number because she goes to Ole Miss.
Mm.
Dez Bryant, clown, tweets out, "That's why the Giants are in a trash era at the moment!" Exclamation point.
Ole Miss, where Jackson Dart went.
Correct. They need to focus on how to recover from the poor business moves they made over the past few years. Saquon left and stayed in the division to become the best player and win a Super Bowl. First of all, what the hell does any of this have to do with Shedeur Sanders getting prank called? So you want to flame the Giants because you believe the general manager of the Giants leaked the phone number. No due diligence, no sourcing, no actual reporting, no credible journalism to say that Joe Shane's daughter may have gotten a number and leaked it out, whether inadvertently or on purpose. You just took it and ran with it. So I see a bunch of bozos jumping on with this, like Dez Bryant, and basically coming after this poor girl. What happens? It finally comes out. Jax Albrecht is responsible for it. He admits it, makes the apology. Not one single retraction from anybody flaming the Giants. And yes, I am a Giants fan, so there is a little bit of homerism to this. But in a larger scale, we're running with things with no consequence whatsoever. Dez Bryant and the rest of you morons that just take stories and run with it. Completely irresponsible. Jackwagons.
Jackwagons. Hate that word, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get dumped here. I know the FCC is listening. But the point is, why are we just running away with things? We could all say whatever we want. God forbid a curse. Say whatever we want. Unless we're on the four-letter network at 12 o'clock in the Eastern. Say whatever you want. And there's
no CNN on the weekends.
No repercussions whatsoever. Dez Bryant is a bozo. Dez Bryant is a clown. Dez Bryant is just loud to be loud. And that's why I don't see you on any of these major networks spouting off at the mouth when there's nothing of substance behind it. Nothing. The apology should be as loud as the allegation. Crickets. So Dez Bryant, tell your next story walking.
So who started the rumor? Was it just people trying to connect dots and figure it out? And
that's all it is. A bunch of internet
sleuths.
Got
the RT on it.
And listen, you know what? You want to make that connection, fine, but don't start running with things. That's how lawsuits come down. That's how internet rumors get spread. That's how lives get ruined. I don't know what kind
of... Look at the girl that's upset with Pat McAfee.
Which is what I'm trying to stay clear of mentioning. But that's how things get out of control. And I don't know what Joe Shane's daughter's name is off the top of my head, and it doesn't matter. I'm sure what she had to deal with a couple of hours had to be a nightmare. And she's just standing there like, what the hell is going on? People need to do better.
Yeah, she's like, Daddy, I didn't do it. And he's, you know, wants to believe her. And meanwhile, if you're Jeff Albrecht, and you're like, oh man, that sucks. Jeez. And then you see the video the next day and you're like, oh my God.
Like, my first reaction, if I was a
Jax!
I'm taking that belt, and I'm beating his ass.
I mean, kids are stupid and do dumb things, but also, this kid Agreed. Is 21.
Yeah, not necessarily a kid. He's a young man. And on top of everything else, the original crime is the prank wasn't even funny. Your punchline sucked. You almost got your dad fired as a defensive coordinator for a joke that didn't land. What a putz.
Well, he left his laptop open is what happened?
Yeah, that's what the NFL teams are going to do. They're going to start cracking down on information. In the Army, we called it OPSEC, Operational Security. I once got chewed out for throwing out a cardboard with my address on it. And they're like, what if the enemy would have intercepted this? You would have told them where you were at. And that stuck with me to this day. I am not an NFL general manager, and I know to shred my mail when I now toss it out.
Hey, on that topic, what does a VPN even do?
So a VPN basically masks your location. So if I'm in New York, and let's say, you know, I'm a big sneaker guy. Let's say that there is a Foot Locker in Canada, or like, you know, Nike Canada. They got the sneakers that I want. You know, they already sold out in the U.S., or maybe they're releasing them early. I can tell this VPN, hey, I'm actually in Halifax, and I can spoof my location. That's what a VPN does.
So, like, when the Brewers say we're only selling tickets to this Cubs series against Chicago, only to Milwaukee fans.
Exactly. I can go ahead and say I'm actually in Milwaukee and do whatever I need to do.
Is it, like, something that I have to buy? Is it just, like, go online?
Yeah, I'm sure you can go online and do it, but, you know, there are ways
to get around. Is it, like, setting up a box?
No, it's really more like software.
Oh.
Smarter people than me will know how to hook you up with that. I actually don't have a VPN.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody about VPNs, and I'm like, you know, I've heard a lot about VPNs. I think I might be on a VPN right now on this work computer to make sure that I can log into this screener.
Very possible. In my personal computer, my location changes every like couple of seconds or so. I have it set up. You have no idea where I'm at.
So you have a VPN?
Yes, but I didn't set it up.
But you don't have like a VPN. Like you're not. I'm not going to buy VPN and get like a VPN box.
No.
In the mail.
No. So how it works for me is
how much it costs.
I can't disclose that because it is a little black market bag kind of stuff. But when I log into my computer, I have to log in to my VPN.
Why do you have one?
I'd rather not tell you on air, but I do have one.
That's funny. I just had this conversation separate. I'm like, yeah, I'll just ask Carlos. And all of a sudden you have like the darkest of dark web going on.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm buying uranium, but I probably could. Please, feds, if you're listening, that's what we call a bit. I'm not actually buying uranium, nor do I have the capability or finances to buy said uranium.
Well, that's actually, Fez, that's what I'm looking to do. So that's why I brought up the VPN.
Yeah, side note, when I was downloading music from like Shazam and Kazaa, my username was FBI. So people would just like be afraid of me. Never was able to finish that song. They're like, oh crap, the feds. And then people would like sign off.
My neighbor can't afford Wi-Fi and is too proud to ask me. So I change my Wi-Fi to public Wi-Fi, and that's how he gets on.
Yeah, all right. That's basically like a hotspot. You're a better man than
that. I saw that as a meme or something. I'm stupid. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back if we're allowed next on The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
You can watch some of the Warriors Rockets with us. Rockets is taking a 90-88 lead, 8 minutes to go in the fourth. Also got our eye on the end of the Stars Avalanche game.
Even though that one's over for a while.
That's 6-2, so Dallas will take a 3-2 lead in that series. We'll get you updated on everything going on tonight in these playoff games. I've got some Milwaukee Bucks related stuff to talk about.
No, you?
Yeah. Well, Damian Lillard's going to miss all of next year, probably, or a good chunk of it. Plenty of discussion around Giannis and if his future's in Milwaukee. I'm probably going to wait and do all that tomorrow after the Bucks get eliminated from the playoffs by the Indiana Pacers. It ain't going to be pretty. That game's on right when we have our soccer practice, just like last week. Last week, people are like, oh, I thought you might cancel. You know, you're a big Bucks fan, and you're coaching the team, and I think it's going to be a welcome distraction tomorrow. Weird early 5 o'clock Central start time after they just had an 8:30 Central Sunday night game. This series is the forgotten son of the NBA playoffs first round. Nobody wants you to see it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get to Robert. He's in North Carolina. Robert, thanks for hanging. What's up?
Not much, man. I want to talk draft a little bit. I'm a transplanted Titans fan, but I want to say one thing about the Grizzlies. They were wearing disguises. Those red jerseys were disguises. They were trying to get out of Memphis early.
Yeah, they didn't want you to know that that was the Grizzlies.
Right. And for Carlos, I want to say I prefer the Odyssey to the Iliad. Thank you for your diatribe about the Giants. Anyway, what do you think about the Titans draft? And then I can move on to where you might have listeners. I can't remember about that. I'm at the Tennessee market. But the Panthers, I thought, did well. I want to shift gears. But I want to say this. This is my lead-in. Cam Ward, overrated. Shedeur Sanders got underrated. I thought all the quarterbacks should have been squeezed, like, late first round down to top of the third round.
They needed a quarterback. They needed a quarterback, and I think that teams that need a quarterback should take a quarterback when they're in that position. I thought the Giants were going to take one. I thought they were going to take Shedeur is what I thought, but
right.
I think Cam Ward, it's about, is he going to be able to be set up to succeed? And I think, like, the pieces around him are all right. It's not the best offense in the league. I think he'll get the time to do so. I don't like that he's going to be wearing Warren Moon's number. Talk about that a little more this week.
I don't
week.
Either. Warren Moon, well, one thing, Warren Moon was an Oiler. I mean, the Titans are, it's the same franchise, but it's not the same location. I don't remember that Warren Moon ever played in Nashville, maybe.
No, it is weird because it does feel different, but then they're wearing these Oilers throwbacks, and I guess they're changing their jerseys a little bit, and they're going to look more Oilery. So we're going to wait for that to come out.
I like some things they're doing. They're building a great new stadium. They probably will host a Super Bowl. I don't know if they've been awarded it yet. They've got good things going for them, but I mean, what gets me, and this is about the petty rivalries in the NFL and the fans feel the same way, is they let Jacksonville come up and get, you know, the best player in the draft, their division rival. So anyway, it's just, I got one other question for you, sir, if you got time.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I want a bandwagon jump. I've relocated over here to North Carolina and I got choices. Washington is historically a popular team in this area. And then I got the Panthers, and I'm in between both of them. What should I do?
Oh, well, with all due respect to Carlos as a Giants fan, I think you got to ride the wave of what the Commanders got going on right now. They just announced they're going to get a new stadium going. And
they're going to get a new stadium too. Hey, your show is great. And I joke around with Carlos and you, and I've called myself the Dominator, but I don't dominate anymore. But I got one last thing about your personal side. Your wife gave you that horizontal parenting. Well, at least she didn't give you horizontal husbandry like my ex-wife did me. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Robert. Well, I don't like to move very much in that either.
I just think of Grandpa Simpson. He was walking much more vertical than usual.
So just to pick up on all that, the Titans, I think, slowly but surely wins the race. I don't know. I kind of feel like in fantasy dynasty leagues, I want to make a move and try to get Cam Ward as my quarterback. I think he'll get I think he'll get set up to succeed there.
I will let you have him.
Going to take a while, though. He mentioned Carolina's draft, the Panthers.
Yeah, they finally got a receiver.
Yeah, I was surprised that they took McMillan at 8. Makes sense. Then they took a couple defenders, Trevor Etienne in the backfield. Jimmy Horn Jr. they took, too. He had some nice games with Colorado playing across from Travis Hunter, so they got him in the 6th round. But with all due respect also to Carolina, like there could be some good times coming. But I think this Commanders team, they announced a new stadium today. They're going to try to get that done by 2030. The public financing is not going to be as much as it is in a lot of other places. I think this is a testament to like having a good owner. There's a tweet here from Jake Russell with the Washington Post. And he said, since July 2023, the Commanders have been bought by Josh Harris, hired a new GM, hired a new head coach, drafted their franchise quarterback, won 11 games for the first time in 33 years, won their first playoff game since 2006, went to the NFC Championship game for the first time in 33 years, and struck a stadium deal to move back to the RFK site. Dan Snyder owned this team for, what, 25 years? Josh Harris has got more done in less than 2. And he's made... The thing with Dan Snyder was he took what was a proud franchise with a great history and success and decimated it. And you were embarrassed to be a fan of that franchise. And then they were the Washington football team. Remember that? And then they become the Commanders. And really, it's like, what is this? Is this going to stick? But this is their identity. And that playoff run, that NFC Championship run, and Jaden Daniels certainly, but Josh Harris as well. Like, they've made people that were once proud fans of this organization, they've made them proud to be fans again in a really quick turnaround. I mean, just think of some of these teams that are like so downtrodden and bad, and the ownership's a mess. We talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, what are the Pittsburgh Pirates going to do? Well, imagine if in 2 years from now, everything changed and they were like the hot new kid on the block in the National League. Or the Charlotte Hornets. What the hell are the Charlotte Hornets doing? 2 years from now, they're back atop the Eastern Conference. You can't really imagine it because of how bad they've been. But Josh Harris has come in and changed everything around. So that's got to suck as a Giants fan. Sorry. Good if you're a Commanders fan, though. Mike is in D.C. Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I just want to say I started back to nights about 3-4 months ago. I drive a truck, go about 600 miles a night, and I get you guys on 2 radio stations. Really enjoyable. What I wanted to talk about is some of your fans. And I guess it's something in the Robert name, because the Robert who was just on said, quote, he was a Tennessee fan, but now he doesn't know who to root for. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a Pittsburgh fan for everything. If I moved to Wyoming, I would still be a Pittsburgh fan. I don't know why he's changing. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, why he wants to know who he should vote for now or root for now. And the second
maybe he didn't feel a strong connection. I don't know. I'll think more into that next time.
Bart, you moved to Florida. Are you going to not be a Milwaukee fan anymore?
Absolutely not. Yeah. You know that.
That's my point. You know, you stick with what you got, I guess. But and then the guy Robert in Annapolis. So maybe it's a Robert thing, but I don't understand. You know, it's a typical Baltimore-ish fan. The Baltimore Ravens have always been thugs and criminals all the way back to Mr. Lewis, who was so wonderful, but he had his problems. But this guy thinks that they got the steal of the draft with this guy Mike Green, even though he's got 2 sexual, you know, quote unquote things against them, but we're going to forgive them because they got the steal of the draft. I don't understand that. You know, once Ben Roethlisberger did his stuff, I didn't like him anymore. I'm a Steeler fan. I didn't
well,
like
him. The question that I'll ask to Robert, if he's listening, I would ask, if he was a Steeler, how would you react to that draft pick? Would you have said, "Oh, they got this Mike Green guy, but he's up to no good"? I wonder, Robert.
I don't know. Hey, listen, nice talking to you guys. I appreciate it. Carlos, thanks for what you've done for us, serving the military, and have a wonderful night.
Mike, thanks for the call. Wow. A lot going on there. A couple of Roberts.
Hey, yeah, maybe he just doesn't like Roberts.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't like Hectors.
I would guess you've met more Hectors than I have.
Oh, yeah, and I'm 3-0.
Is there a name of guy I don't like? What don't I like?
I'll flat out call you out right now. Hector Ayala, I still see you. It's on site. Since fifth grade, I will box this guy right now.
Isn't that White Tiger?
Yeah, but no kidding. The guy's actual name was Hector Ayala. Not to be confused with a character on the Daredevil program.
That's White Tiger. You ever watch...
Oh, no, his last name was Aranda, not Ayala. So yeah.
Oh, so you got tied up.
Yeah, I just got tied up. I would have been better if it was Ayala. I probably should have just stayed quiet so I could let it stick.
Yeah, it was better, and now I forgot what I was going to say, but that's fine because it was probably stupid.
Probably.
888-710-4ISN. Boy, I bet some of you guys wish I forgot everything for 4 hours, right? That's my real laugh. I'm glad it finally made an appearance. I hope Golden State wins. Anyway. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update from Marco Belletti. Got to figure out what's going on with this Bill Belichick situation. We'll hit on that. Some Guess What They Said coming up next hour. And a couple of games here wrapping up, including Warriors and Rockets tied at 104 with 58 seconds to go. 888-710-4ISN. Tyler's in San Diego. Let's go there, Tyler.
What's going on, Bart? How you doing tonight?
Hey, good. How are you, man?
Not too bad, man. The Steelers draft is an interesting one. I thought we would have got a quarterback, especially Jack Dart, early, but looks like the Giants took him pretty early. Now it sounds like more and more it looks like the Aaron Rodgers show is coming to Pittsburgh. I want to know like what your thoughts on that. I'm a Packers fan, and what's just kind of it leaves a bitter taste in my mouth because he beat us in the Super Bowl a couple years back.
He did.
So,
yeah.
Let me just know what your thoughts are on that. And
well, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
I can't do it. You know.
Yeah, guy, you know it's gonna suck for you. Your life's gonna suck for a year.
But this is the thing is, why is Will Howard not more praised upon? You gotta think about it. He's almost the same size as Josh Allen, and he won a national championship right when he went to Ohio State, moved from Kansas State to Ohio State. Why is that guy not get? Why is he not kind of ranked a little bit higher on people's boards? And what's going on with that?
I don't know.
That's what I feel a little bit more confident about, but
yeah,
he's a big boy.
Tyler, thanks for the call. Will Howard was in the sixth round. Pick number... How about my guy Graham Mertz getting drafted by the Texans, by the way? Will Howard was 185. Maybe 185 becomes the new 199 where Tom Brady got taken. Maybe Will Howard's the guy. Yeah, it feels like Rodgers will probably end up in Pittsburgh. As I've been saying all along, but probably not until the summer. Or maybe he still doesn't come. The Steelers have there's no need. Like, they probably want him in there, fine, but that's kind of why, like, Mason Rudolph is the most obvious signed as a placeholder guy to ever exist. And Will Howard is a guy they can develop, and they'll bring in Aaron Rodgers. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know that it matters. Are the Steelers going to win 5 games this year? Are they going to be trash? No. Are the Steelers going to win the Super Bowl? No. Are the Steelers going to go 9-8 no matter what happens? Yes. Maybe they build back towards a Super Bowl contender. It's not going to be with Rodgers. He's not going to win a Super Bowl. So what are you signing him for? I don't even know what the improvement is with Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Like, I'm not confident that Rodgers in Pittsburgh is any better than Mason Rudolph. Maybe that's too harsh. But the guy's 41. He's banged up. He's slow. You think Shadur Sanders doesn't care about football? What is Rodgers still playing for? Go away. Do anything else. What do I know? Brandon's in Chicago. Hey, Brandon.
What's good, B-Dub?
Low, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Thanks for taking my call. So, to piggyback off the bandwagon fan jumper, what's your opinion on fans that, you know, leave their team, you know, so to say?
I think, it depends on why you leave your team. Like, if a team moves, then you should probably not like them anymore. If a team has horrible people, you know, I could see that, I guess. I'm, you know, ride or die. I don't know how. I haven't been faced with that. Now, if Milwaukee would have moved to Las Vegas a couple of years ago, would I still be rooting for them? I don't know what. I'd probably be all in on the Golden State Warriors, honestly.
For sure. I get that. Like, me being a, you know, the lovable loser Cubs fan, I kind of hate on those bandwagon fans. But the reason why I called, man, how many QBs were taken before Shadur? Just
6. 1, 2, 3, 5.
5.
Cam Moore, Jackson Dart, Tyler Shuck, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel. Shadur went 1 round ahead of Kyle McCord.
Wow, that's crazy, man. In all honesty, man, I think the Browns are going to really do well this year, man. They had a good draft. You know, they made the playoffs 2 years ago. I really think they're not too far off as people think, man. And, you know, they got that Judkins, too. He's going to fit in well over there, I think.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see who's going to be the starter there, you know, if Kenny Pickett, you know, emerges as QB1. I mean, he did have a decent playoff game and, you know, fill in spots here and there. You know, versus
I think
Eagles,
you're way too high on the Browns, but Godspeed to you.
So the reason why I called, obviously, is the Bears, man. You know, when the draft started, I wanted them to get Warren. But, you know, as they, you know, since they drafted Loveland, the pick kind of grew on me, man. You know, he is kind of like that new age tight end. I could see him being like a Brock Bowers type. I looked up his stats, you know, never fumbled the ball, really good possession receiver, will get those vital first downs for you, was a Harbaugh recruit, and he's a really good route runner. So I think he'll pair well with Komet in those double tight end sets.
Yeah, I think what's clear, Brandon, thanks for the call. What's clear about the Bears draft is that Ben Johnson was at the helm. Ben Johnson's doing the drafting here. And a lot of people had Tyler Warren over Colston Loveland. But Ben Johnson didn't. And so they took Colston Loveland. And Luther Burden, wide receiver out of Missouri. This is a guy. Now, they did also want a running back, which I think was pretty apparent. A lot of times a running back would get drafted. The Bears were a couple of picks after that or the pick after that. And they'd say, we're just going to trade down. They eventually took a kid out of Rutgers in the 7th round. I caught what was being talked about a little bit in Cleveland today where Nick Chubb could potentially, there wasn't a direct link, but we're trying to fill in the pieces here, be somebody that lands in Chicago. What's interesting, too, about Ben Johnson is he's had DeAndre Swift before when they were both in Detroit, and the Lions moved on from DeAndre Swift to go with the Montgomery and Gibbs backfield. So maybe he's just looking for anybody. They weren't quite able to get it done in the draft. And maybe you try to figure out if Nick Chubb could be an option. We'll see. We'll see if that materializes this week. 888-710-4476. I just got to do like 3 minutes on Belichick, and then I'll get back to you guys. Some guess what they said next hour. Warriors, Rockets down to the buzzer as well. All coming up, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.